Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Cruise Radio.
I cruise a lot, and I always sail with travel insurance. You should, too. Get a free quote today at tripinsurance.com.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Last October, Nick and his wife took a seven-night cruise on Carnival Vista out of Texas. It was a Western Caribbean sailing, and Nick joins us on the line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Good afternoon, Doug.
Great to talk to you and excited to talk about this sailing on Carnival Vista. Now, let's take a step back before we get to the ship. You're in Austin, Texas. You made your way down to Galveston. What were your pre-cruise thoughts? Like, what made you want to take this one?
Well, you know, As a young man, I wanted to be a very sophisticated guy. And there was a very sophisticated book that came out about how awful cruising was. And I just thought, man, cruising is just not for me. But my daughter's scout leader just talked to us for years and years about how cruising was the best vacation value in the world. And after years and years, she finally talked all of the scouts into going on a cruise together. And that was what sold me. I am one of those people who is just sold on a cruise value vacation. And in Austin, Texas, that means going down to Galveston to sail either on Royal Caribbean or on Carnival, just taking advantage of all the things that are included in the cruise. And so that's kind of the way we do it. We drove down to Galveston for this trip. We hit some of our favorite destinations down there in Galveston. We always take a little cruise before the cruise by riding the Port Bolivar ferry that takes you about 20 minutes sailing with some dolphins across from Galveston to the mainland, which is always a lot of fun. Hit a couple of places that are just real fun to see there in Galveston, and then got ourselves ready for to get on board the ship.
Already an awesome start to the cruise. So let's talk about getting on the ship. You make your way to the cruise port to get on Carnival Vista. How was the embark process?
Oh my gosh, it was the easiest one we've ever done. This was our first one back after the shutdown, and they have got the timing so good. We were a little early. We had a noon arrival time, but we got to the line at about 11 o'clock instead. So they were letting the people on already who were within their time frame. And then as they had space, they would let in folks from our line. So we probably stood in line for about 7 minutes before they were taking us inside the cruise terminal. And then from there, it was just solid walking. I don't think we stopped except for maybe a few seconds at the luggage screening, you know, the security screening. Otherwise, it was just walk, 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 and then get our photos made and then keep on walking and then right on board on that deck three. See that funnel dreamscape thing inside the Carnival Vista lobby for the first time, just quick as could be.
So it's your first sailing back since the shutdown. What were your first impressions walking on board Carnival Vista?
Well, I had heard about the dreamscape, the LED designed thing they have there in the lobby. And some folks don't like it as much as the tall, tall lobbies with the glass elevators. But for our first time to see that thing was pretty amazing. I had heard about what it was going to be like, and it was awesome. One of the other things I had heard about Vista is that when you first get on board, it's just impossible to get an elevator. They've got so many of the elevators in use for the luggage that getting around right at the beginning is tough. So since we were pre-warned, we were ready to do stairs for the first couple of hours, and we made our way to one of the included for free lunch venues and sat down and had a really nice lunch. just kept our carry-on bags by our feet, and just super easy, super way to get started on the cruise.
Before we jump to the stateroom, where did you eat?
We ate at the one called Cucina del Capitano.
Okay.
At lunchtime, it's a pasta bar, mm-hmm. and it's included in the cruise. You don't have to pay any extra to eat at that restaurant.
Nice. So then it's 1:30. The staterooms are ready. You make your way to your stateroom with your carry-on bags there. What kind of stateroom did you have booked for this 7-night, and what did you think of it throughout your sailing?
We always do interior cabins. We spend not all that much time in our staterooms, and so we find that that's just a terrific way to take advantage of the value opportunity there. And we stowed our stuff and headed to one of the decks we could get to be a little bit outside, but try to find some shade and take a look and see the place, start getting to know the ship a little bit.
What did you think of like the space in there for two people, whether it be storage under the bed or closet storage and everything around there?
Well, the storage is terrific. The room is small, but you know, this is what we expected. We found the bathroom to be just like every other Carnival bathroom that we've been to, nothing fancy or special there. The old shower curtain that you have to make sure it doesn't grab you in unexpected places. But other than that, it was just terrific.
All right. Very nice. Let's talk about the dining on board. We talked about your lunch in Cucina already. So let's go up to the Lido Deck Marketplace. And how was your experience in there, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or if you did dinner in there?
Yeah, we did. We made a point to hit every included restaurant on the cruise at some point. So we didn't do any, fee dining, but we did every included restaurant we could get. The marketplace at Lido has something special in our experience. Every day they have a different couple of flavors of gelato and a little gelato bar and a different couple of empanadas just right next to it. It changed every day. And that was something that we had not really expected. And it was pretty wonderful.
Nice.
They did a dessert buffet over on the other side that changed a couple of times every day. Of course, one day their lasty day, they did that traditional chocolate buffet that they do. Just lots and lots of dessert. We're big dessert people, so that worked out well for us.
Very nice. Yeah, it's always, I don't know, I do think that, say what you will about, Carnival having the same food and stuff there, but when they bust out with the chocolate feast, the chocolate extravaganza, whatever they call it, they really pull out all the stops.
Oh, they really do. One of the things that's neat about Carnival is that each day, it's a different thing. Like, for example, I'm real fond of getting that Indian vegetarian meal in the main dining room for supper. And it's a different set of Indian food every night of the cruise. So if you get it a couple of times, you're not getting bored with just grabbing the same thing.
Very nice. Let's talk about the main dining room. What time dining did you pick for this 7-night sailing, and how was your experience throughout?
Well, this was our first time to get the your time dining. We've always done a set dining time before, and I did not realize that we could do a shared table. And so we got the experience that we have with a set dining time of getting to sit with people at the dinner, which we always enjoy, get to meet somebody new and hear about them. But by selecting shared table on the app, we could get to eat with either folks we've already eaten with or just meet some new folks each time we go to eat. And so that was a real fun thing for us.
How was the quality of the food throughout?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. They have changed a couple of the recipes since the last time we were on the cruise. I got the stuffed portobello mushroom that I always like to get. I'm a vegetarian, so I'm always looking for those vegetarian features. And they've changed the recipe since the last cruise and greatly improved it. It was just wonderful.
Now, was the other person in your party, I see we traveled as a couple here, are they vegetarian as well, or do they eat meat?
No, my wife is a big seafood eater, so she was hitting the seafood at each meal. What's the seafood item of the night? And she really enjoyed all of those.
So how about like the Blue Iguana Cantina or Guy's Burger?
We did that. We did Guy's. We did the Blue Iguana. I'm a big fan of the arepas at early in the day. And so that was really awesome. I got up to the Serenity deck for their salad bar. And, you know, for a salad bar, they do a pretty great job of making something special. Yeah. The Gigi's restaurant is complimentary at lunchtime. They turn into a Mongolian wok. And we were able to hit the Pig and Anchor barbecue there on the side of the ship on the deck five there outside. And so we adding in the Pizzeria del Capitano and the veggie burger at the deli, I think we managed to check every box for an included restaurant.
Now, pardon the ignorance here, but you mentioned the arepa?
Yeah. The arepa is like a cheese-filled flatbread, kind of if you imagine maybe a really good quality corn tortilla with a cheese layer there in the middle of it. And they'll put just anything on it you want. You go over to the salsa bar and add a slice of watermelon or whatever slice salsa you like on top of it. And it's just one of my very favorite things.
Oh my gosh, I feel like such an idiot now because I've been getting that for years and I thought it was just cornbread with cheese on it.
Yeah. I think it's a Venezuelan specialty.
Oh gosh, wow. Now I feel stupid. Oh well. That's such as life. How about like
the, eat it, it's good.
Yeah. The pizza or anything like that. Other food joints around the ship, you may have hit up the Java Blue Cafe with their sweets in the cabinet.
Yeah. Everything was terrific. The pizza was great. We're big fans of going over to tea time. So we got the tea every time we had a sea day. The big secret there of the tea time is you don't have to buy the special tea. You can just have regular tea, but you do have to sit through the commercial for the special tea at least twice before they'll bring the regular old Lipton tea bags around. but all of the sweets are terrific. And all of the, I may have mentioned that we are just so fond of desserts.
I didn't realize there was a big, I never been to a tea time on any cruise ship or actually, I guess in my life, but I didn't realize there was like a little hard sell before the tea bags come.
Just a little bit of one. Yes. The waiter captain was uh-huh. saying that he was required to read the little thing before he could serve us the regular tea. And we said, well, that's no problem. We are happy to listen to it. And then we'll have the tea when you're done.
Right. Well, that's fair. How about the entertainment on this 7-night cruise? What'd you think?
We had such a great time. You know, I have heard a criticism of the big shows, the production shows, that they don't use live music anymore. But at least three of the nights, they had a live band playing. They had the rock band doing kind of a concert night one night. And then when they did the rock dance show, they had the same rock band playing. And then they did the Amor Cubano show with the Latin band playing live. So that was a real happy surprise. Really enjoyed that very much. We were big fans of the trivia, of course, hitting that all the time. And while we don't usually do anything that you actually have to pay for additionally on the cruise, we made one exception this year. We went on the brewery tour, which is amazing. The Vista has that brewery at sea. And so we did the tour and got to learn about how they actually, you know, make the beer while they're in port because they can't make it while they're sailing on the waves. We got to see how they run it. They got to try a lot of beers that are not on the menu. And I was super happy because they had just changed the protocols, the safety protocols at that point, and they were bringing back pitchers of beer at the tables during the tour. And so you basically, for the price of the tour, you can just have, if you're fond of beer, you can have just as much as you would like.
I did the beer tour for the first time on Horizon, and I'm not a big beer drinker. I'm more of a vodka soda type guy, but I didn't realize there was such a science to brewing.
Yeah. We're, you know, here in Austin, we have lots of those craft breweries, and I'm fond of going to those and learning about all the things about it, because anytime you can combine education and drinking, that seems like a good combination to me.
Absolutely. You got that right. Now, how about like music around the ship or any kind of comedy shows you may have hit up?
Yeah, we hit the comedy shows in the comedy club. They were doing a real good job of getting everybody in, getting everybody out. If you wanted to stay for the next one, you know, you queued up again in the line to go back in. One of the things that was terrific, this was the first time I had been on one of the Carnival ships that had the library bar. as opposed to just having the real quiet little library. Mm-hmm. And so they did all of the art auctions and all of the art shows and that kind of thing in the library bar. And that was a lot of fun to go to. Again, one of those sort of, you know, things you don't have to spend any money on, but you sure can spend some time on if you'd like.
And have some free champagne if you want to, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's actually, how were the sea days as far as crowds and congestion?
This was pretty full. They were saying that we were about 85% full when I would ask kind of how things were going. You know, there were areas that filled up for sure. If you wanted to be on the Lido deck by the pool, but in the shade, that was pretty tough to get. If you wanted to be on the sky ride, that was always a long line. But elevators are a bit of a place where things clog up. But we had been just reading about, you know, what would it be like? What could we expect? And we were sort of anticipating having to use a lot more stairs. So we were ready for it. It worked out for us.
Was there a long line for the sky ride? Like I know that sometimes it's it could be like up to 30 to 45 minutes. And sometimes you can catch it at the right time on the right sea day or right port day and you just walk right into it.
Yeah, I got real lucky. They were setting up on the first sea day, the first morning after we embarked. They were opening it up and I walked up and chatted with the person who was running it for a little while. And they told me that, you know, come back in about half an hour. We'll, you know, be ready to start giving rides. And so I was right back up there just before they turned the sign back to open. And so I was super happy to get a chance to do that.
Let's talk about your ports of call on this 7-night cruise. And you did Belize, Roatan, and Cozumel. So what we'll do here is just give us the first port of call, the highlight, and we'll move to the next one.
Sure. In Roatan, we did that little chair lift that takes you over to the Mahogany Bay little beach area just to sort of get up and look around and see that. That was really fun. And then for an excursion, we did a city tour that included the iguana sanctuary and a chocolate factory. It was really nice. Very nice.
Very cool. And was the tequila and chocolate? I'm sorry, was that the same one?
Yeah, it included a tequila stop. That's correct. Yeah, and a rum cake, I think, in Roatan.
But that's the Mahogany Bay, right? The Carnival developed
yes.
port?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha. And then the next port of call?
Next, we did Belize. Again, we did a little city tour excursion. The guide shared with us a lot about what had been happening in Belize during the shutdown period. Belize being an English-speaking company, a country, Belize just sort of switched over from we're all here for tourists to we're all here for telephone tech support. Everybody with a cell phone had a job because they could be somebody making all those phone calls. So all those phone calls you got back in 2020, a bunch of them were coming from Belize. I did not know that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that either. And then your final port was Cozumel?
Yeah, this was the first time we went over to the San Gervasio Park there on Cozumel. It's the only Mayan ruins that are actually, you know, original to the island of Cozumel. And so we had a walking tour of the park and learned a lot of Mayan history of the island. So that was pretty neat.
Very nice.
I also included the tequila tasting and a lovely lunch and you know, all those things.
That's like their big, I love when you go to Mexico, it's their big selling point. Who wants tequila? It's like,
everybody. Yes.
Really, hands really up. Gets, sparks people's enthusiasm when they start throwing around who wants tequila. So you make your way back to Texas. How was debark?
Debark was super easy. We decided to self-assist. So we just left our rooms when they asked us to, thanked our cabin steward and headed to breakfast and got a nice place to sit and eat breakfast, had a leisurely breakfast until it was not too big a crowd to get out the ship, and then just made our way on out back to the parking and headed home.
How far is it to Houston, or rather Austin, from where the cruise port is?
It's a 4-hour drive. If you hit Houston traffic, that adds to your time. But in some years we've done it, sometimes we've done it where we just drive down the morning of and drive back. Other times we'll stay a night in Galveston. There's always so much stuff to do in Galveston that I'm always tempted to stay that night.
Sure.
And you know, if you stay the night in Galveston, you can include the whole vacation on your trip insurance. And our friends at tripinsurance.com sure, certainly helped us have a sail with some easier minds about what might happen on a cruise just after our first trip back after the shutdown.
Yeah, definitely. Dan is full of knowledge for sure. The question though, do you normally stay at the same hotel when you go to Galveston, or do you like pick the different ones?
We do. We like there's a Residence Inn in Texas City that's just across the bridge from the island of Galveston. And you just, it's much, much less expensive than staying on the island. So that's what we always do. Sleep and a little breakfast and then head over in the morning.
There you go. Any first time tips to offer anyone sailing Carnival Vista?
Yeah, absolutely. The auditorium is really small for such a big ship. So if you want to see a show, go ahead and go to the bingo before the show, sit through the bingo, and you'll have your good seats. It's really worth it to go ahead and look at some deck plans and look at some reviews and kind of know what to expect from a new ship. This was our first time on Vista. The big negative that we had read about Vista was that the smoke smell goes all over the ship. And that sometimes if they're having plumbing issues, you catch smells all over the ship. Since we were kind of ready for that, had looked at the deck plans, we kind of knew which areas to avoid if we were worried about smoke. My wife's kind of bothered by it more than me, but there are ways to get around the casino without going through the smoke. So that helps a whole lot.
And with the smoke, though, did you actually encounter any places where it did smell like smoke outside of the casino?
Oh yeah, the lobby fills up. That three-story lobby is just right off the casino, and there'll be times where it just fills up with the smell of smoke pretty strong.
Gotcha.
So kind of got to watch out for that.
Did you get Wi-Fi by chance on the sailing?
We did. We got the social package, which is sort of the lowest cost package, just to make sure we could stay in touch with family and friends at home. It worked out real well. We were able to use the apps that we were trying to use on it without any trouble.
Looking back, what was the biggest highlight of this 7-night cruise?
You know, we were so lucky. We did not know we would get Savannah Mitchell as the cruise director. She was just spectacular. I believe I read that she's now on Carnival Splendor, but she just made a lot of things really fun. We did a lot of research before, which really paid off. Knowing where to be and where to try to stay away from helped us to fit the vacation we wanted to have into the ship as it is, instead of, you know, as we sort of hoped it might be, kind of a thing.
Very nice. And your final thoughts of Carnival Vista?
Well, this was the biggest ship we've ever been on. It was the XL class, and so now, of course, we're super eager to try that brand new class with the Mardi Gras and the Celebration and these new ships that are coming out. Each time we've sailed, we've kind of gotten on a bigger and bigger ship. And so I think we may continue that pattern.
More bells and whistles are certainly appealing. Like, we have the Carnival Elation here in Jacksonville, and then just getting off Carnival Celebration last month and Elation a few months prior, totally night and day.
Yeah.
Very good. I've been talking with Nick about his 7-night cruise. Great talking to you, my friend. And thank you so much for the kind words.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you so very much. Keep it up.
Just back from a cruise? Let's talk about it. Email Doug at cruiseradio.net.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at tripinsurance.com. Not only does tripinsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, tripinsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out tripinsurance.com.
All right, Dougie, let's see what we got for you, buddy.
Cruise Radio is produced at the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Get cruise news, ship reviews, and money-saving tips every Thursday on Cruise Radio. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show. If you want to help spread the word, give Cruise Radio a 5-star review.
Find Cruise Radio where you listen to your favorite podcast or online at cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.